Now, meanwhile, in a galaxy far, far away, mysterious objects have been blasting out super bright X-ray bursts towards the Earth. The only galactic objects that are brighter than these are supermassive black holes that exist in the centres of galaxies. And so far, we've not been able to work out what these really bright objects, known as ultra-luminous X-ray sources, actually are. But now, Durham University's Dr. Tim Roberts and his colleagues have finally shed some light on what these things could be.
There's a long-standing mystery in X-ray astronomy, which is the nature of these objects called ultra-luminous X-ray sources. They're the brightest X-ray sources we see in other galaxies outside of the central X-ray source we see in some galaxies, which is a big, what we call a supermassive black hole. We've thought for a while that they are other black holes, smaller black holes, but the real mystery is how big they are, whether they are similar to some black holes we see in our own galaxy that are roughly the size of our sun, or whether they're something in between, something we call an intermediate mass black hole. And so what we do when we look at ultraluminous X-ray sources is we're trying to discover the size of the black holes.
How does looking at the X-ray sources actually tell you how big the black holes are?
Well, there's a very useful physical property of black holes that gives us an indication of how big they might be, and that's simply how bright they are. It turns out that there's this thing called the Eddington limit, which really is, if you like, a maximum brightness that they can reach for a given mass, for a given size of black hole.
Why do they pump out these X-rays?
You get X-rays from black holes. It's basically actually the best way of finding a black hole, is to look for this characteristic X-ray emission. You get that when a black hole feeds, when a black hole, what we call, accretes material from something else. Now, in some black holes, that's just the accretion of gas, just free gas that floats in space. Generally, that's how you see these supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies. But in certain cases, for the smaller black holes, occasionally you find them orbiting another star. So it's like a binary star system where one of the stars is a black hole. And in those systems, occasionally they're close enough that the black hole can actually pull gas off the outer surface of the star. And that's when you see them. The gas falls into the intense gravity field of the black hole and gains energy. It gets spun round and round the black hole quicker and quicker, and as it does so, it gets hot. It gets so hot that it literally glows in X-rays as it approaches the edge of the black hole, and that's really how we see it.
So this one that you're documenting in Nature, how did you spot it?
Well, with the satellites we have at the moment, with the big X-ray observatory missions, there are some objects they tend to look at quite frequently. One of those objects is the Andromeda Galaxy. That's because a lot of the X-ray sources you see in neighbouring galaxies are what we call transient. They only turn on for short periods of time. They turn on and then they very quickly turn off again. So we have these programmes where we're monitoring the Andromeda Galaxy fairly regularly to look for sources that come on and then fade and go off again. This is one of those sources.
Andromeda's about, what, 3 million light years away?
2 to 3 million, yeah.
And when you made these observations, what did you actually see?
Well, we saw a source that we hadn't seen before that had turned on. We looked again a couple of weeks later and it had got brighter, and over the next few days it brightened further until it got up to a luminosity in the units we use of about 10 to the 39 ergs a second. Now that's interesting because that is the Eddington limit for a stellar mass black hole, one that's roughly the size of our sun.
And what did this tell you?
We saw this incredibly luminous outburst of radio emission. Even more extraordinary, the radio emission seemed to be changing very rapidly. It was fading away pretty rapidly as we were watching it. That was in combination with a very slow decay of the X-ray emission. Now, that's interesting to us because we've seen very similar behaviour in sources in our own galaxy when they're at their brightest. And the great thing about the sources in our own galaxy is we know how big the black holes are. The black holes, again, are these stellar mass black holes, these ones that are, you know, of the same order, you know, slightly bigger, but of the same order than our own sun. What that means is that this ultraluminous X-ray source is coming from a stellar mass black hole. And that's really interesting to us because it tells us that, by extension, a lot of these other mysterious ultraluminous X-ray sources we're seeing in other galaxies potentially are stellar mass black holes. And that's the mystery we've been trying to solve for a long time.
Tim Roberts from Durham University discussing the results he published this week in the journal Nature. And as usual, you can find all of our news on our site at thenakedscientist.com/news.
And you can hear a longer version of that interview, along with discovering a new satellite for testing tech and finding out how to tackle the growing problem of space junk, in the latest Naked Astronomy podcast, online at nakedscientist.com/astronomy.